From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Indonesia raids several locations looking for perpetrators connected to the first attack by Islamic State there. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others were arrested on Friday. Police conducted multiple raids in the wake of the downtown Jakarta attack. Some of those targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. The country's president, meanwhile, was seeking to downplay the seriousness of the attack, saying that life has returned largely to normal. Two civilians and five assailants died in the violence. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said in a statement that all the alarm signals, including the increasing ethnic dimension of the crisis, are flashing red. Spokesman Rupert Colville said in Geneva that increasing ethnic violence is a cause of deep concern.
We've also received numerous allegations that during the initial search operations on the 11th and 12th of December in five neighborhoods of Bujumbura, police and army forces arrested considerable numbers of young men, many of whom were later tortured, killed, or taken to unknown destinations. Members of the Imbonerakure militia reportedly took part in these operations.
Burundi has been in crisis since late April when its president, Pierre Nkurunziza, announced that he would run for a third term in office. That sparked political demonstrations that were met by violence by security forces. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday in southwestern Somalia near the border with Kenya. Dozens of Kenyan troops were reported killed. Friday's early morning attack in the town of Elba in the Gedo region started with a suicide bombing, followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Kenyan Defense Forces said in a statement that Al-Shabaab militia attacked a Somalian army base near the Kenyan Forces base. The statement said the militants overran the camp, but the Kenyans counterattacked in support of Somali troops. Al-Shabaab says 60 Kenyan troops were killed in the clashes. Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isak told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers died and some troops managed to escape the base. An official in Sierra Leone says a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus, just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The WHO said in a statement Friday that it confirmed the Ebola case in Sierra Leone, which was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died earlier this month. On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning that all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. The French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead and five hospitalized in serious condition. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, volunteers had been testing the drug. Actually, 90 volunteers had been testing that drug.
Health Minister Marisol Touraine says what happened is unprecedented. Touraine says six men, ages 28 to 49, who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead, and the others remain hospitalized with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. A research company called BioTrial had been testing the drug manufactured by a Portuguese company, which is meant to help with anxiety and other mood disorders. All trials of the drug are now suspended, and volunteers participating in the study have been called back. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Plunging oil prices and worse-than-expected retail figures for December sent stocks sharply lower on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 2.39%. The S&P was down more than 2%, and the NASDAQ ended down nearly 2.75%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.